And we are now here with Zach Larson, one of the defensemen here for UMC. You had two goals and an assist, a three-point day here on senior day. Firstly, how'd you get those two goals?
The first one, just kind of put it on net on the power play, and it snuck in. And then second one, I think it was redirecting off their winger that was coming out to block the shot and just found a hole in the net, got a lucky bounce and went in the back, so we'll take it.
And it's a pretty important day for you. It's senior day, of course, and, you know, a little extra juice coming into this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially being here all 4 years. It's a special place. And, yeah, last one, had to make it the best one. So,
you guys got down early. It was 1-0, just 22 seconds into this one. What was the mood on the bench?
You know, whenever we get down, we know we have trust in everybody that we'll come back, and we just keep plugging away. And once we got the first one, it was no looking back. So.
And that it was. And how about the Hattie for the freshman?
Oh yeah, Nate's a scorer. So he always finds the back of the net. Three of them today. So good to see. Good to get him off the schneid. He couldn't score for a little bit there, but good to get him back in the goal column.
Well, he made up for it today, as and then some. You were able to get an assist as well, a 3-point day. But let's talk a little bit. You know, what does UMC mean to you here being a senior?
It means a lot, actually. Some people don't know, but I actually planned on going playing juniors before I came here, and then Steve gave me the call and all COVID happened, so I was like, yeah, I'll stay close to home. And honestly, pretty glad I did, because UMC is pretty special. It's pretty tight-knit, close to home, and yeah, Steve is one of the best coaches out there, so it doesn't get much better than that.
And, you know, he has a lot of experience, you know, throughout his journey as a player and now as a coach. But for you, you know, being a kid just up the road, you know, in Grand Forks, you know this area pretty well. And being able to stay close to home, was that a big factor into why you came to UMC?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was a freshman, it was COVID. So, I mean, there was a lot of iffies about who's playing, where people are playing. So knowing that I could come here and get an education and also make sure I was still playing hockey was a big deal. But yeah, being close to home it's pretty special to be close to home. So,
Between your first game as a freshman to now as a senior, what'd you learn?
Oh, a lot. You know, just kind of growing up in Crookston, I guess. Not really in Crookston, but maturing, I guess. A lot of maturity in those 4 years coming in as kind of a kid. You kind of think you know everything, but then you really go through those 4 years and you learn a lot about yourself and a lot about other people too. So yeah, it's crazy how much you learn.
How close is this senior group?
Pretty close. Yeah, we had two guys come in from Williston, so it was a pretty big change for us, I guess, when there was only a couple of us. We had another guy that was going to graduate this year, but he's going to graduate next year. Tristan Morneau, he's my roommate. So he's not going to graduate this year, but he'll graduate next year. But yeah, we're pretty close all 4 years being here gelling together. So yeah.
It's got to be pretty special to go up through the ranks with that crew, especially, you know, coming in through COVID when it was, you know, such a very, you know, unique time.
Yeah. Yeah. COVID was crazy. And just being able to be here and to play hockey and when a lot of people weren't. So that was pretty special, and it kind of helped us gel together and grow a lot.
You guys have a couple of games left in the regular season next week. You're going to be taking on Minnesota. What do you know about them?
Well, they're a good team. We beat them here twice in overtime at the beginning of the year. So we know they're going to be tough. We're in their barn, so it's not going to be easy, but we just got to stick together, keep working hard, and get the bounces. So those will come if we keep working hard.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Zach. Congratulations on your career here at UMC, and finish out the regular season strong, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you.